Okay, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, everybody. This is JP, this is the space where From a Different Perspective normally sits, although I don't know where, I have no perspective on where the original presenter is. But here I have Lyra, 330, here from the chat. Hello, Lyra, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic, and I'm sorry you're not feeling well, and I just thought maybe I could offer a tiny bit of perspective on what everyone might be feeling lately.
Oh, I'd love you to.
Something I came upon recently. Sure. Well, first off, the weather's extremely wonky, so that's kind of an indication, too. But what's happening is the timelines are being shifted again. They're being messed with big time, like what's new. But the beautiful thing is we've got more assistance to tweak it back to the most positive timeline. And when your body's feeling like you're almost coming down with the flu, you're sore, you feel like you're vibrating, you feel like you're walking on a crooked incline, you feel like you're, going spinning and around, spinning and spinning, because my sensations have been spinning, like I'm on that gyroscope ride, and then the bottom falls out, and then you're stuck on the side, which is kind of fun, so I'm okay with it. But what it is we're shifting our bodies into the higher timelines, and what that's doing is it's pushing back the lower timelines, the ones that are being artificially messed with. So not feeling well right now is actually a good thing. It means you're doing your thing.
Oh, that's good. It's good having a thing that's doing.
Well, and in the meantime, you're feeling nauseated and headachy and achy and,
yeah, all the above.
So.
Yeah, check. Nauseous? Nauseous from the minute, I've been feeling nauseous for several months now.
I have two for 3 months to be exact.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, like I could be seasick or car sick or an air sick feeling, or like I'm in a building with not enough oxygen, that kind of feeling.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah, very stomach aware.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very. And I've always been this way. That's been my sensitive spot. So, things are brewing, things are wonky, and we're just staying firm with it. So, pretty interesting though.
So, yes. Well, the mm-hmm. I mean, certainly I'm just trying, cuz I'm not really feeling ill, but my feelings are like you know that feeling that you get, you think, oh, I'm going to get a cold. And you've got slightly...
Exactly, you're trying to get sick.
Yeah,
right.
It's like your body's trying to get rid of something.
Yeah, and we are detoxing as well. We are shedding and increasing our frequencies without even doing any work. It's all the above. And so if you feel like you're just about to go under, well, take a break. And if you can rest, kick up, kick your legs back, just relax, get hydrated, drink your favorite beverage, see what happens.
Mm.
Because, if you can just make time to allow this and to let your body really rest. I've been needing far more rest since the beginning of this year.
Oh, look, Lyra, tell us all about the rest thing. Why do we need to rest?
Oh, my God.
I am so exhausted from the moment I wake up, I'm exhausted.
I know. Well, we're busy. We're busy in the other realms as well. I mean, we're kind of, I was teasing earlier in the chat that Audrey is multitasking as usual, but we all are in our dream time. It's so busy. It's so cosmically busy. It's unreal. It's almost quiet here on this earth, even with all the drama playing out, compared to what's going on in the other realms. So it translates as, what the heck am I doing? Why am I feeling this way? And why am I not feeling better? So.
And why are all these people going weird?
Exactly. It's like, you see, we are holding the higher timeline, and there's going to be a big shift by the end of this year, allowing more of, I don't know if this is correct, but a lot of people are calling it 5D Earth, the new Earth. Well, maybe so, but I just say that we're actually able to create more of our own personal reality bubbles and keeping that frequency clean and clear of any of the drama, the psychic debris roaming around. And we're just going to be able to manage our energy with among all this other stuff a little better. And that's what we're headed toward in the near, you know, we're working on that one right now. So it's not all for waste. It's not a wasted effort.
I wish I could remember all this stuff that I'm doing, though. Although probably it might confuse me. I'm doing enough. I'm doing enough stuff to fill my head. Sorry.
I know. How much can Sean Bond tell us, right? I mean, it's almost too much information after a point.
You need to take it in bite-sized chunks, really. But Sean has really laid out a lot of what's going on. So this dizziness thing, I started feeling this several years ago. Let me just try and focus. When it was, it was 2012 that I remember very distinctly standing next to a friend, in my previous kitchen, and we were just talking, and suddenly it was like, we were standing on the beach and a great big wave came and pushed me just a little bit to the left.
Right. That began for me in early part of 2011.
Yeah. Yeah. So this
this
started to happen.
So that's it.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
Sorry, we're talking at the same time. So this started happening then, and it's developed much more into, like, I'm feeling nauseous for a week rather than just a little whoosh, you see?
Yeah.
And it is like being seasick.
Oh, it's very much like seasick. It's exactly like it. So you're not alone with this. This is kind of the energy of the day if you're doing your work. And if Audrey does come on later, we can run it by her and see what he says. Sorry about that. I see him as androgynous. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. he's a double X. he's a double X, but here's a tip.
A bright guy. Yeah.
He's not.
So we can run it by him and see what's up.
Definitely.
So. Lyra, that's all I have.
Well, it's a moment here of transition for a lot of people.
Yes.
Now, people have been talking, September the 23rd, da 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 da, which was yesterday.
Well, we made it to the other side.
Yeah, we are. We're still here. The Earth hasn't blown up, but we are starting to see stuff going on in the heavens, aren't we?
Right. And we're becoming more aware of it, all of us. It's becoming more of our day-to-day experience, actually. We're becoming very aware of what's on the other side of the veil. And you know, a lot of these old prophecies and alignments that were prophesized and predicted, you know, 6,000 years ago and further, the question is, which ETs predicted that, the good ones or the bad ones?
Well, that's the thing.
So, hey, here we are. Yeah. But a lot of people are kind of looking at some of fear-based belief systems, but just another layer to let go of, you know.
Well, yes, there's all that. There's it's being able to pick out. It's like, I'm just going to say, it's like if the world was destroyed, what would you have? If on the other side of, like, Tuesday, you know, we all wake up and we feel a bit nauseous. No, and once we're over the nausea, a cup of coffee later, you feel that, you know, there's something that's moved in the world, and you look out and suddenly what's happened to all the government and the systems and the police. You know, we know that they've got bunkers, right? And we know that they have a timetable where they say, okay, we're gonna give you a call. Mm-hmm. Time to go down the bunkers.
Right.
I often wonder.
We're beyond that.
Yeah, well, I often wonder if those people are going down to the bunkers. Yeah, it's just an opportunity for us to get rid of them and get on with it.
Well, exactly. You know, let it work for you. You know, the universe does not waste an opportunity, I'm sure. So, but have you had any experiences where among all this feeling like you're having all these physical symptoms, and then these other perspectives come in, and then a different mind patterning starts up. Do you ever feel a little taller, like very tall, even though you're in your physicality? Do you feel like you're a little more lofty?
Oh my God, I wish I could. I feel the opposite. I feel like Kim Jong-un, you know.
Okay, so, well, it's affecting everybody differently. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, it's more like more gravity in some ways. Like
it is.
Getting
it
up
is.
Out of bed, yeah. I don't feel like I can leap out. Not that I'm a sort of leaping outy sort of guy, but it's like, oh, I've just got to, it's like climbing up the side of a slope, you know, to get out.
Exactly. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I've just had a big knock in the head and I'm just kind of dingy. So I feel like I'm out of my body above me. So that's kind of a new symptom I'm having almost hourly, but I'm learning to adjust that to ground and come back in. But I don't know. I think we're all having like, opportunities to let go of our training wheels. That's kind of what it feels like. And everybody's going to have a different experience, a whole different perspective on it, which is beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Vanessa's just posted a cat. Hang on. I got to check out the cat meme. No fear, Kitty is here. Oh, cute.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, very cute.
That's a good one. Very good. So someone else can call in if they want to. I'm pretty much, I'm here if you want to talk. But
right. Yeah, well, I mean,
That's all I got going on right now.
I'm sure that you've got plenty going on. Do you do healings for people and do you see people? Do you have lots of clients in any way?
Well, I end up being sort of a counselor to the healers and the teachers. I'm sort of in the background. I used to do all that, like 15 years ago, I started to do that. But after about 2010, either my energies were outgrowing that and I was being a little more targeted, or things just changed a lot. So I sort of brought my aura back in. I didn't want to be quite so available on a public level. So I just kind of pulled it in a bit and came a little bit more reclusive. But it was also a learning process for me to do that. So I've learned to modulate my energy a lot better due to that. So I've kind of ended up being sort of a, you know, a freelancer with all this. And most of the people I'm in touch with are either major healers or they're major teachers. And a lot of them are going through such transitions now, too, that they feel like they're done. So I can kind of give them a perspective that they really weren't here to go beyond.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. The group that you're talking about, healers and teachers, those are the Ray 2 souls. And they, you know, and a Ray 2 is really sensitive. Ray 6 is very kind of, rah, 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 get out of my way, you know, but Ray 2 is like, oh, I hear everything you're saying, you know, I'm listening.
Ray 6 is, what is that aggression, please? Why the aggression? Because I'm aggressive.
I'm a warrior. Oh, how many people do you get? Oh, I'm a warrior. And that gives me the excuse to be horrible to people.
And they let us miss. See them, and we know of that when they're in the room. But hey, we love all of it. It's all serving. But yeah, the Ray 2, yeah, Well, you know, when you were doing my raise before, I was like a 274 or a 247. I don't remember.
It'd be 274.
So that would make sense.
I've actually got it written here on your Skype contact. Sometimes I do that. Sometimes I'm really, on it, and
cool.
I write down what people are, what their rays are at least.
Okay, 274. Am I still that right now? Can you tap into that?
I would venture that having been through the last couple of years, it'll have changed. So let me just do a quick one.
Oh, cool.
Now. So
sure, a quickie.
If I tune into my monad and Lyra's monad, ray one. So, 1, 2, personality, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right, so yeah, it all kind of clicks down a bit.
Okay.
So everything goes down one level. So you go from 274 to 127.
Okay, because I'm feeling like things are different. My perspective is different.
Yeah,
I'm here for has shifted.
Yeah, you'll have gone through lot of, the negative expressions of the second ray are things like fear and timidity and, what else? Fear of impact, you know. Oh, I don't want to go out just in case somebody touches me.
Right. Yeah,
you get
exactly.
Really, so you know, sensitive. So all of that will be working out, and you know, the soul is a sensitive thing. You know, anybody who says, "Well, I have a warrior soul," and I'm gonna no, that's just ego. You know, the soul is quite.
So what am I now? A 163? Is that what you're saying?
No, 1, 2, 7.
Oh gosh, I didn't even hear that right. Okay. 1, 2, 7. Wow, interesting.
So 274 becomes 127.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So that's,
has anyone regressed? Like they kinda got off track and went backwards a bit, even,
happens.
You know, backwards in the sense of regressive, not going forward in the
not so regressive. For instance, somebody may be like a 276. And then because six ray is really hard to get rid of. It's really hard to move through and let go because it's the ray that doesn't let go. You know, it's the most tenacious of all. Like the Piscean age. I mean, the Piscean age is the 6-3 age, and the Piscean age is taking a while to get going. You know, we're not quite, there's a sticky mess to clean up. And that's the
good way to put it.
Yeah, so that's the way, that's the 6-3. This is very much like that. And so those people who may have like a 276, it's really hard, but it's there because of karma. You know, it's not like, you know, it's just there are agreements that you may have made, make it very difficult for you to progress. And somebody, you know, you might be with somebody who, or, you might have a reading with somebody who is holding you in the light, which basically means that you're, when they look at you, when they see you, they see your highest potential.
Right.
That's what I do when I speak to people. You know, when I do readings, is I look at their highest potential at this moment.
And I do too.
Yeah.
I do too. That was hard for me at first because I kept seeing their higher potential, and it wasn't the set of choices they were making necessarily in this time, this personal, you know, within their own personal space. But yet I was just continuing to see their ultimate best. So, kind of like the rose-colored glasses had to come off after a while.
Yes. Well, there's a sort of one rose, one green, like the guy in Twin Peaks. Do you remember Twin Peaks?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the doctor? He would have one rose, one green.
That's right.
On his spectacles.
Yeah.
So he sees things in two different ways. So, yeah, being able to see... right, so yeah, we're talking about regressing. So every so often, on a regular basis, we're given initiatory opportunities. Let's put it that way.
Correct.
Most people say, oh, that's shit happening in my life. But we could also say these are initiatory opportunities, which give you the, they put you in a scenario where you have to behave, you know, naturally, you know, authentically, that's the word, authentically. And, and see
with
how you go.
Will.
And, you're given an opportunity to step beyond your sixth ray, ego, my only response is battle into something that has a little more compassion in it.
Right.
You know? And that's the opportunity.
We need a little fix in us. We need a little ego, but not to the point to where it's destructive and so forth. So.
Yeah, and also getting out of your way, because this this opportunity may be a fear that you carry that is completely,
correct,
you know, unnecessary to carry. Most, well,
right,
you don't need to carry any fears at all. My phone agrees.
Is that Audrey?
I wish. I see nothing yet.
We miss him. It's good. Okay.
So, yeah, so we have an opportunity to move beyond. So, some people may, you know, study under a teacher, have the light there, and be given an extra bit of soul, you know, extra bit of soul light.
Right.
From the teacher, which raises them up to their potential, which is to have a second-ray soul. Yeah, this is the aim. This is the aim life here on Earth, to get to a place where you got the Ray 2 soul, and then you can move on out, or you get the Ray 7 soul, which is, either a transition, or, this is the, moving into the collective mind. Right, so, hello. Sorry, little, crane fly just come in with a bit of spider web on its leg. Oh, okay. I'm in a dark room with three bright screens, so they just kind of make a beeline for it. So yes, we have these, yes, it's not second rate. Ray 2. It's not any less than Ray 1 or any greater than Ray 3. It's just,
I understand I understand that. I'm there.
Yeah,
I get what you're saying.
It's just like colors. I mean, there's no hierarchy of color, is there? Well, actually there is. But anyway,
But there's no judgment, really, on the level that we're having this conversation. There's not a judgment. We're making observations.
Yeah, so what will happen is people may be, you know, come in as a 276, be raised up a little bit to the 127 to integrate with the group and to engender opportunities for these raising moments where you are faced with a choice of being selfish or being compassionate.
Correct.
So
I love it.
That's the initiation. And it might be difficult.
Wow.
It might be really difficult. It might be, I don't know what it is. It's going to be different in everybody's case. Because everybody's got their own personal level.
Everybody's experiencing it different. Yeah, right. It's all individual how they experience it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all good.
I don't mean
to sound a little too Pollyannish, but, you know, I think we're making great strides here on the planet.
Well, you know, there was some chat earlier about time moving fast.
Right.
It is, like, I'm sure it was Sunday yesterday. You know, it's Sunday again. Although,
you know, I'm losing track of time like crazy. So it's dilating still for me a lot.
Yeah.
Fast and slow, fast and normal. And then some days it's like 3 days fast in a row. It's like, I'm still 3 days behind in my mind. But I'm in no time, which is my natural place to want to be, so.
Yeah. So one of the reasons.
That's what we're experiencing.
One of the reasons, Lyra, that I asked you, you know, if you see lots of people is that if you do see a group, you know, a regular group of people, you have a barometer of how, pressure.
I know. Level. Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Cause there is a sort of pressure that is, that kind of, you were talking about coming and going, this like pressure of time feeling. Or pressure of realities. I don't know what to say.
Right. It's like, do you feel the pressing of gravity? You know, and that's when I feel it sometimes. It hits me and I feel like I'm dingy in the head, like I've just been whacked and I'm kind of dizzy.
Oh, yeah.
That's a heavy duty pressure. That's a heavy duty spot. But that's, you know, that's okay. But the pressure that I feel, the way I'm able to modulate and temper my, where I spend my time, is it's very easy now. I know where to be, how long to be there, and when not to be in a certain situation, but it also allows me to be in pretty much any situation. It just depends. Depends on how I'm feeling, what do I want to be in that situation, you know, how much do I need to protect myself against this? Can I, how long is it going to take me to recover? And if I've got extra energy and I'm in a really happy-go-lucky mood, I can almost be in any groups indefinitely. Mm. So I do appreciate knowing this, and I like how you put that on the mark of being a barometer.
Yeah, well, I see people and have conversations, you know, deep conversations with people. So, you know, you get a feel for what's deeply going on with people. And like I was saying, you know, I'm sure that you have the same with your group because we're all like nodal points, you know, and I'm really, I'm really glad that, that you and people like you in your level listen to the show because that's how we get that's how we make the distribution of energies in an egalitarian way. We just pass it along, encoded.
Absolutely.
And we just have to just be.
and the nodal energies that you're talking about, those are a very high frequency, but yet they're very neutral energy. So there's no judgment. That's very allowing, and it's very conducive for others that are in the process of their learning.
Yeah, so we've got lots of opportunities to become second ray, ray two, which is the heart ray. As a kind of general guide, if anybody's passing through difficulties right now, and you have to make a choice, the choice is always between what other people tell you and what your inner self tells you.
What my heart tells me.
Yeah,
right. You never make a mistake when you follow your heart.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's all I can go on in times of wonkiness and just craziness. And people are having their own stuff going on, and I can appreciate that. But, yeah, I'm able to sit back and tap into that at any time. So it helps.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So listen, shall we play some more music and,
let's play music and thanks guys. I enjoyed this and I miss you guys when I'm not around that much.
Oh, I miss you. It's always lovely to see you in the chat room, Lyra. So it's a real
pleasure. Oh, thanks. Same here. I love being here. So love to you all. I love you all.
Thank you. See you later.
Okay. Bye bye.